The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go on a Thursday as we pick up the pieces here, put it all together, help you make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Plenty to get to here over the next couple of hours. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out with us as we try and recuperate from that the crap that we watched last night that was considered to be a NBA Finals game. That was about as big a yawn fest and cure for insomnia as you get. But what does it all mean moving forward here now that Toronto is up 2-1? We'll dive into the numbers. We got some baseball news, some things that we'll talk about there. Of course, tonight, NHL Game 5, pivotal Game 5 here in the NHL back in Boston. Series is tied 2-2, and you know we always say that pivotal Game 5, right? Somebody's got to, whoever wins that Game 5 got themselves a leg up here in the series, and even so in the NHL, even more important tonight, and I got a lot of money riding on St. Louis here to be able to win tonight, so I'm not going to jinx myself, but let's just say, go St. Louis. Need you tonight. Not only that, I need you in 6. And I got to tell you, Dane, it finally happened. The story came across. It was emailed to me this morning, and it just drives me absolutely crazy. Because how many times have you ordered Chinese food, right? And take out, you go in there, and of course, at the end of the meal, you get the old world famous fortune cookies, right?
Sure.
Best cookies in the world, right? Especially with ice cream. And then when you open up those fortune cookies, right, you read, go to bed with, itchy ass, wake up with smelly finger kind of thing, right?
Something
you get
like
all that.
Yeah.
Right. And then you turn it over and there's these numbers, right? And they're supposed to be your lucky numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you played
it happened. Guy in North Carolina just won $344.6 million. Off of a back of a fortune cookie, played the exact numbers, has the actual fortune cookie that he actually saved it and played
numbers.
Yes. 223 lump sum. First of all, it's one thing to grab the numbers and be like, all right, let me. But you actually have to make the effort to hold on to that, you know, that slip there, that little fortune cookie. You have to actually go make the effort to play.
You know it's going
to
hit, right? Like, you got to keep it for a few days.
Exactly. Because you're not running to the lotto, you know, you're not running to the lotto machine right afterwards and be like, all right, let me go play these numbers. So you actually had to make the effort to hold on to that, keep it, and then, of course, go and play it. And then you held on to it even after that. And
until
how many times should we say it, right? You want to be, I would, any day of the week, I would much rather be ass lucky, all right, than really, really good at something and still lose. So I will take the really, really, really lucky. Have you ever done it, though? Have you ever taken those fortune cookies and actually played those numbers?
No, I've never played the numbers.
You were going to? Have you ever said, like, you know what, I should go play these?
No, I have not, Joe. You know? What I have done is, like, there was one fortune that I got that I thought was, like, really cool, you know? And I like, kept that in my wallet for, like, maybe 6 months when I was a teenager, you know, with, like, a little talisman that my Puerto Rican grandmother gave me of the Virgin Mary or something like that, you know?
Right, right.
But that's about it. I'd say that is as far as it goes. I don't even know, like, do they actually have six numbers, right? Like, you need six numbers, right? Are the fortune cookies actually even six numbers?
They are six numbers, dude. They
are. There you go.
And the dude who actually invented that, by the way, I remember a story on this. There was a guy that actually came up with that idea to put it, and he basically, to the fortune cookie manufacturers, I guess, came up with that idea, and they started. That guy made millions of dollars doing it because you and I both know. First of all, if you open up the damn fortune cookie and you read it, it's not because you love the taste of fortune cookies, especially those stale-ass cookies. You're doing it because a part of you is like, all right, this could be the truth here, man. There could be something unveiled here that could change my life. And it actually happened to a dude, and I cannot believe it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What I learned growing up is that whatever your fortune is, you're supposed to add the words "in bed" to the end of to make it good. But here's my thing. You know how sometimes, Joe, where like a random deli or whatever sells like the winning quick pick or the winning whatever, they put up like a big sign outside like, you know, $1 million winner here or whatever it is, right?
Right.
What does the Chinese food store do now? You know, where they have, their fortune cookie led to, you know, whatever you said, like a $221 million hit. I would, if I was the Chinese food place, I would try to manufacture some PR, some buzz out of this. Like, clearly they are the luckiest Chinese. These have the best fortune cookies. I would start to promote, if I was the Chinese food store, that we have the best Chinese, the best Chinese food cookies on earth.
Do you know how many people would go there just to get the damn fortune cookies because somebody else would want?
Absolutely.
Right. With that, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, we should reach out to this place and we should be like, listen, man, we'll run PR. We'll run point for you.
Their rating, right? The A, B, C. Because you know the Chinese food store, first of all, does not have an A rating, right? Need something right next to it to counteract the mentality. So the random passerby is going to be like, oh, wait, it's a B. And maybe we should go in, honey. But wait. Right. Their fortune cookies might hit us the lotto. So we should go in. Literally, there should be a poster and a sign right next to their rating.
That should be the first thing you read when you go to Yelp, man, is that when you get to the dining room, you're like, ooh, honey, look, somebody just won $344 million from a fortune cookie here. Why don't we go eat there? Doesn't make a difference about anything else.
Me and my fiance are like, what should we order out tonight? Like, that would break the tie for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Ridiculous. I can't even win a two-team parlay on $2 favorites, and this guy's winning fortune cookie millions. I can't. All right, coming up, make it rain somewhere without a fortune cookie. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling for testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, people, we've got ourselves a 2-1 series now in the NBA Finals. Warriors, Raptors. What did we learn last night? Well, if you managed to stay awake long enough to watch the end there, there were a few things that we could pull away from that game last night. Not many, but there are a few things that we can pull away. We'll talk about those coming up here as we make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It was a night of bombs, to say the least, I think.
Leonard trying to get the ball. Curry's on him. Here comes the double team. Leonard trying to split. Almost traveled. Van Vliet throws it up. Oh, he puts it in! A rainbow from Van Vliet.
Yeah, it was.
Curry shake and bake. Three-pointer. It goes! Steph Curry with a bounce. And the lead is cut to 8.
Yeah, it was a unbelievable performance by Steph Curry. 47 points in a finals game. I think just the second player outside of LeBron last year who did it against Curry. To score that many points in a finals game. Great stuff by Steph Curry. Really, it was quite obvious early on that if Steph Curry didn't score, nobody else was going to score. Yeah. One of our big questions, of course, was where are these other points going to come from? And the answer was nowhere because they didn't come from anybody outside of Steph Curry. And every time he tried, much like LeBron last year, similarly, game one last year, you guys will remember, LeBron was
right.
He was outgunned. He was out. He was doing everything in his power to keep the Cleveland Cavaliers, in that game and try to steal one, especially game one. And everything he tried to do, it came up a little bit short. It was very similar with Curry last night. And unfortunately, it was not going to be enough. I'm actually shocked it remained. If it wasn't for Curry, this could have been a 40-point loss, in all honesty. It was, there was no juice. There was really no, the crowd was never really in it. Looked like they were too busy taking selfies and eating sushi. And what a difference between the Oracle and Jurassic Park there. Big difference. And they were never really in it. The crowd wasn't in it, and neither was a lot of lackadaisical effort on, and I don't care if you're not a scorer, really. And this has always been the thing that bothered me about Golden State, especially betting on them throughout the year, is that defense is all about effort. I don't care that you're not Klay Thompson. I don't care that you're not Kevin Durant. I don't care that you can't throw up 47 in a game. But you can actually defend. Like, you can play some damn defense, all right, and make it at least difficult for Toronto to score, and nobody was doing that. Now, I give Toronto, listen, they had all the answers. We talked about it here on the show last night, yesterday, Dane, right, about the one thing that has remained consistent with Toronto is that they have, in every playoff game and series, they do a great job, second, in fact, in getting those wide-open looks with no defender within 3 feet of them. The problem is they're in the bottom of the rankings when it comes to making efficiency shots with that. So they get these wide open looks and they never make them. And it wasn't just in game two, they had done this throughout every series. So that was concerning. Would they make the wide open shots? And the answer was yes. Danny Green figured out his stroke. Lowry yesterday, Van Fleet, all of these guys, they found that they didn't miss those open shots. And once again, you know, Looney's absence all of a sudden is a lot bigger than I think people gave it credit for. The defense wasn't there. When they did turn it up there at the end of the first half, you saw what a difference that made, where all of a sudden, and this is the frustrating thing about betting on Golden State all year, like when they want to play defense, even the bench guys, when they played defense there for the final 6 minutes of the second, it was a different team. It was watching a totally different team, which is what allowed them to keep it, or allowed Steph Curry to keep it as close as possible. But they never maintained that intensity there, which drives, and you know, reading all the comments, it drives Golden State Warrior fans bonkers, because you can see what they can do. And then for very long stretches, they just disappear. And doesn't matter that you can't drop 47 like Steph Curry. You can certainly have made it a little bit more difficult for Toronto to score. And anybody who had the under, which, by the way, was bet down to 211 at tip-off, yeah, I feel for you. I mean, you knew the over was going to hit after they're scoring 30-some-odd. But there was no defense played in the first whatsoever. So, frustrating night for Golden State Warrior fans, but the minute that Klay Thompson was ruled out minutes before the start, what did people really expect to happen last night there, Dan? I mean, were Golden State Warrior fans really going, wow, we've got a chance here? Because I had posted last night, this is what happens when there's a difference.
Video was crazy, by the way. That
right.
Video was crazy.
But there's a difference between supporting a team and betting on a team, right?
Yes.
And those aren't mutually exclusive to one another.
Correct.
Like, you can support a team, but you can fade that team and to the benefit of your pocketbook and to the benefit of your bankroll, because anybody who was a Golden State Warrior fan, you didn't make money on that game last night. You got nobody to blame but yourself.
Listen, if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, and by the way, I am. I'm cheering for them in this series, both in heart, mind, and soul, and with my wallet with a series bet, you know. But if you're backing them, you know what you should have done last night? Bet Toronto plus 5, 5.5, and then hope Golden State wins by 2. You know, that's what you should have done last night. But I got to tell you, Joe, we gave it out yesterday, okay? We were talking about the number of assists Golden State needed. You said the magic number was 30. They wound up with 25. And it plays out, right, because it was Steph Curry – you know, trying to put it all on his shoulders. There were less assists there. That was a key number you talked about. A key number I talked about was Toronto's field goal percentage, because, as you mentioned, the idea of them having open shots, but sometimes that team just struggles to make shots, and they go in the toilet for stretches, and that would be dangerous. Joe, they shot 52% from the field yesterday, you know, so it was there. And then here's the thing for me, the way I viewed it, it was interesting that you mentioned LeBron James in last year kind of trying to do it all, and we saw what Steph Curry was doing with his 47-point effort. By the way, when you heard Klay Thompson was ruled out, if you could still get the prop bet of Steph Curry over points, you should have run to the to the window, to the computer, to the phone, whatever it was, and bet that over on Steph Curry because you knew it was going to come from him and nobody else, and he delivered with 47 points. But the way I saw it, honestly, Joe, all playoffs long, we have been talking about the Toronto Raptors, Joe, as like Kawhi Leonard and who else would support him? Who would be the Robin, right? And ironically, last night, that just completely flipped. It was like for Golden State, who would support Steph Curry, right? And the answer was no one. Who would emerge, right? And then for Toronto, when I look at this box score, Joe, honestly, okay, Kawhi has his normal great game, right? 37-6, but Siakam has 18. Kyle Lowry, 5 3-pointers and clutch. He's in a zone. He knows what's on the line here, Kyle Lowry, hitting threes, unfazed by fans pushing him, you know, every single time. Danny Green hitting 6 threes, you know, Van Fleet hitting threes. The supporting cast was there. There was a point in, I think, the third quarter where they were going back and forth at each other, and they were making shots. It was exciting. But to me, it was the fact that the Raptors had a lot of other guys ready to step up. That was a team effort, and instead the Warriors was a one-man act. We call Kawhi the one-man show for Toronto. Last night, it was Steph Curry as the one-man show and a full-on team effort by the Toronto Raptors. And we've got a series. It's interesting. Right now, Joe, the Toronto Raptors are the favorites to win the NBA Finals.
No defense in the first half by the Golden State Warriors. Actually embarrassing in a lot of different ways there. And I know Steve Kerr was pretty pissed off about it after the game, and he should have been because, listen, again, you're not Durant, you're not Thompson, but at least provide some sort of resistance. Do something in the first half to make up for the lack of firepower that you had. Give Steph Curry a chance to actually cut into the lead, but they didn't get it. But ultimately, like we've said, it's one game. Now what happens moving forward? Well, you talked about the series pricing. We'll talk about the game pricing and what happens next year on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want to risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Jeff Nelson joining us. 11 runs the Marlins scored, and you've been covering and watching them all season long. What do you think has been the key to the turnaround here for them on offense?
You see the attitude that they, you know what, we're starting to learn how to win. We're starting to learn how to expect to win. You know what, we got to have some pride in ourselves. Yes, it's okay to be here in 2000, build towards this future, but I think you can see an attitude change.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
You know, when you lose an all-NBA type basketball player in Clay and an all-star, it definitely, you know, it changes their team. But, I mean, Steph had an unbelievable game. You know, 47 points is pretty impressive.
And it was Kyle Lowry there, Toronto Raptors. Klay Thompson surely missed by the team yesterday. Good morning. Welcome in here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. I think more than anything else, though, it wasn't the offense that Klay Thompson brought to the table that was missed as much as the defense and the understanding of what an elite defensive player he is. Durant, by the way, I don't think gets enough credit for as big a elite defender that he is in his own right. I do think that the Warriors could have put up a much better defensive effort that would have made this game a little bit more interesting. And I'm not taking anything away from Toronto. They made the shots that they needed to when they needed to. But that 52.4% from the field, guys, includes an entire first half that it looked like a warm-up line. There was absolutely, I've never seen so many uncontested layups. And around I've never seen anything like it. It really was in many aspects embarrassing being at home and allowing these guys absolutely free reign to the rim. I've never seen anything like it. Any resistance would have been great, but that 52.4, and again, I'm not taking anything away, but understand they were 44 from deep, which was great. 44% from deep. They did, you know, Danny Green was fantastic. Lowry was great.
Kyle Lowry, yeah.
But guys, that first half padded that 52.4%. It was, I've never seen that many in a NBA Finals game at home. You know you're shorthanded, and to have that many uncontested layups and quite honestly just point-blank shots with nobody between you and the rim. It was really disheartening. Boogie Cousins was just nowhere to be found. We weren't sure what we were going to get from him because we were kind of lulled into game two thinking, wow, 28 minutes, he was really good. But listen, the truth is, he was all over the place last night. He didn't bring nearly the same. He couldn't rotate. He couldn't keep Gasol from backing him down. It was quite honest. Honestly, Nick Nurse, hats off to him. Another guy, we talked a little bit about Steve Kerr being underrated, but Nick Nurse, first-year head coach, he looked at what Boogie brought in game two and went to Gasol and others and Ibaka and said, guys, you got to make him work. You've got to go at him, attack him, you know, go get him, make him work. This is still a dude who's playing, you know, two games after being out over a month and a half.
Yeah.
Make him work, and it showed. I mean, Gasol had his way with him. He couldn't rebound. He couldn't finish at the rim. He was trying then all of a sudden to do too much. You know, all things expected for a dude that hasn't played in 2 months, and then all of a sudden is thrust back into the NBA
and now
Finals.
Now has some pressure on him to deliver because his friends are not around.
He should have seen it. I mean, overzealous, turn it off. It was to be expected. I would have liked to have seen him maybe even take a step back and try to do a little bit less, but that's not what you're going to get from a guy like Boogie Cousins. I mean, the guy tried. I don't fault him. And Steve Kerr didn't have a choice but to continue to play him because they don't really have anybody else.
Where else are you
I thought
go?
Bogut did
I mean,
a better
Bogut
job.
Bogut got 22 minutes. Yeah, I mean.
Bogut did a better job than Cousins did. And, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. I mean, they had all the right answers. Toronto could not lose that game at all. They knew that. They came in there. They did what they had to do in their house. And if you're wondering if that kind of performance little disheartening to the Warriors, here's what Draymond had to say after the game.
No one, you know, no one cared if guys are hurt.
Everybody wants to see us lose. So I'm sure people are happy they're hurt. We just got to continue to battle and win the next game, go back to Toronto, win game 5, come back to Oracle, win game 6, and then celebrate. Fun times ahead.
There you go. Fun times ahead. And, of course, I think Draymond's being a little facetious there, but the reality is we've got ourselves a series, which, Dane.
Yeah, we do.
We've been saying this for quite a while here, that expect 6 or 7 games from these two teams. That, we had warned that we were just an injury away, right, from this getting real interesting.
Say anything can happen, I guess.
And,
yes.
If it could go wrong, it has gone wrong for the Golden State Warriors. But they're not going to feel sorry for themselves. And I can tell you this. I know this to be without a doubt true. They will adjust. Just like they have all time again, straight up loss, even if, and they do expect Clay, all indications are that Clay will be back. It's Durant that, again, remains the question mark. Nobody will commit on Kevin Durant one way or the other, which tells me everything you need to know there. But Clay is almost guaranteed to go. He could have went last night, but I think Carr realized the situation. And said, there's no point in, right. What's the point in playing him? Even a 60% Clay wasn't going to make a difference in that game last night. So they made the right call as far as I'm concerned. And I do expect them, even if he can't go on Friday, right, tomorrow, even if he can't go, I do expect the bench players or role players to, now that they were thrust into that, they'll be better. Steph will still be Steph Curry. There's not a whole lot you can do. I am shocked he was open as much as he was last night there. But 47 points, I think we can stop with the whole Steph Curry is, not elite talk for those lunatics there on social media who somehow think that, it's always been everybody else and not Steph Curry. Yeah, it's quite obvious, just like LeBron, who had 51, I believe, in overtime last year, that game one loss.
Yeah, the first
one. Steph had 47 in regulation, and if it wasn't for him trying to get a few guys involved early on, probably right. Could have scored 60.
Could have been
no
more.
Problem. Right.
Could have been more.
But the lines are out, and the early lines indicate they absolutely think, Vegas thinks that we're going to go ahead and see at least, if not Klay Thompson, but Kevin Durant or both. As the line remains 5.5. Yep. The over-under, the total has finally changed. It's moved up to 216, which shouldn't be surprising. Defense is, when these two teams want to play defense, they play defense. But I think it lulled Vegas and a lot of other bettors into thinking that somehow these two teams were just going to come out, but they were going to make it impossible to score. And that was not what we got. And outside of that 5-minute drought at the end of game 4, can I tell you something? The over should have hit in all three of these games, and it was just they went through these little stretches in the games where there was no excuse. Like, you can't go over 5 minutes without scoring a damn point there at the end of the game. That would have went over. Last night, the second half total was 108, 107.5 for the second. That flew over. You kind of had a feeling watching that in the first quarter that, yeah, the over was definitely going to be to play, and finally Vegas adjusts. I'm going to be interested to see what happens with the early money here today. Will they hammer the over now? Will recency bias get in? Will the public go, aha, forget this defense thing, let's push it up? Will we get an overinflated number on that total, maybe pushing it up to 218, 219? It's going to be interesting to see, because I do expect the defensive effort, at least, no matter who plays, on Golden State tomorrow night. I expect that to be a hell of a lot better. So keep an eye on the total. That's going to be an interesting play to me tomorrow.
Yeah, and you talk about the effort, and let me say this in two different ways, right? Effort and talent are two different things, right? Yeah. At one point in the game, Van Gundy said, in all honesty, the lineup the Warriors are running out there tonight would not make the Western Conference playoffs, right? That is a talent thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And they were shorthanded, right? No KD, no Looney, no Klay Thompson. For all intents and purposes, far less than 50% Andre Iguodala, right? And Iguodala, Klay, and KD are all the main defensive guys on the wing for a guy like Kawhi Leonard. The talent was not a normal Golden State Warriors. However, Joe, we talked about yesterday, you know, the Press Your Luck video game show thing. We were saying they were pressing their luck, but they weren't actually pressing their luck. They were, in essence, giving it away last night, and that was an effort thing. You talked about the defensive effort. We've also mentioned, like, the crowd effort, you know, not really being in it, taking selfies. It's almost like the Golden State Warriors, because they knew they were shorthanded talent-wise, mentally checked out and gave it away effort-wise, unless you were named Steph Curry. You know, the defense wasn't there, and I think that was kind of what's – now, it's not an excuse. Don't get me wrong,
right?
Okay, because this is the way it can go down. You can beat the Golden State Warriors two ways. One, you pop your head off and pop your head up and have the Picasso game one, or – there's a way that the Golden State Warriors' bar of excellence gets compromised, and that's what happened in Game 3. So I still believe that a healthy, full, zoned-in Warriors is the better team. I still believe that. But these Toronto Raptors are playing defense, are not scared, and are now only two wins away. We can say, oh, the reason this happened in Game 1 was X. The reason this happened in Game 3 was Y. But if we're talking about that one or two more times, the Raptors are your NBA champions, right? So the opportunities are starting to whittle away. But I really do believe the crowd noise, the effort was not in that building. And they had the kind of working margin of between, oh, I don't know, 7 and 12 for most of that game. They got it down to 7 a few times and then could not come up with the stop they needed to get it down to 5 or 4, which really, I think, would have changed the narrative and the flow of the game. But to me, it wasn't a talent thing. It was an effort thing.
Good point. Yeah, no, quality point by you, man. It's so true, because defense is all about effort. And kudos to the balance on the Raptors. They're just the second team over the last 20 years to have all five starters score at least 15 points in a finals game. Kudos to them. They made the shots, but series not over yet. Just getting started now. 2-1. We'll dive into the numbers and maybe some of the series pricing and what the best way to make it rain is. We'll do that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
All right, guys, time to put your money where your mouth is. Take a shot opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid. You get a free bet of up to $500. It's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Whether it's point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports, you guys are in control. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And welcome in here. Plenty going on, of course, as we are in the midst of the NBA Finals. Game 3 now, 2-1. Toronto, Game 4 tomorrow. NHL, Game 5 tonight. And let us not forget here, just about an hour or so, we've got ourselves a little golf, little RBC Canadian Open, which is which finds itself. This was usually on the schedule. This was a tournament, Dane, that was played after the British. And because of the changing of the schedule now with the PGA Tour, it finds itself
proceeding. Does not care about this.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, because he did happen to mention to a reporter yesterday that it's the Canadian major. So that's kind of what you got. This is Canada's National Open. It's actually, guys, one of the oldest events in the country here on the tour. It's 110. There's been 110 of them, 110th edition. It takes place around Canada, by the way. So they rotate, much like our U.S. Open, which is in Pebble Beach next week. They do the same thing in Canada. It's at the Hamilton Golf Course this week. Now, a couple of guys have had some success at this golf course in the past. So we do have a couple of plays here for you. We'll throw up on the screen. I can tell you right now, Webb Simpson, definitely a guy that I like going into this week. 20-1 price on that, Dane. And the reason I like him is because this golf course, unlike what we saw with Bethpage, you and I could probably drive a couple of par fours here, which is why somebody like Dustin Johnson is at +500, you know, as well as Brooks Koepka here. Yeah, very reachable. But what that means is guys like Webb Simpson have a great opportunity here to be able to, you know, be able to do it. They're not long, but what they are is great iron players. They're in the middle. And a lot of these guys, what you're going to see in this, like the Brooks Koepkas of the world, ahead of the U.S. Open, they're there because of sponsorship obligations. You'll see RBC on a lot of side of the guys' bags and stuff like that, but you're like, why would they not take the week off before the U.S. Open? Well, there's obligations that come when you know you have the name on the bag, and this is one of those. But Webb Simpson's not a guy who's a top 10 player who's doing this out of obligation. He's doing it because there's money involved here, and there's a good chance of him winning. So at 20-1, I like him. I like Scott Piercy, too, 25-1. He's actually the reigning champion at this golf course. He won it 7 years ago here. So he knows this golf course. He's also had 6 top 20s in the last 12 starts. So he's in good form. Love that. I do like Mackenzie Hughes. Why? Well, he's Canadian. So how do you not go? And he's at 100-1. So there's only been one other, I believe, countryman that's ever won the Canadian Open. It was Pat Fletcher in 1954. So there's 10 Canadians in the field this week. But come on, at 101, you know, if the golf gods align, you know what a story that will be. And I want a piece of it at 100-1. And also Shane Lowry's another guy, too, that you can't overlook the Irishman here. He's in actual real good form right now. I think this is a guy that will definitely be able to. This course lines up for him. He's had a couple of top tens at this golf course over the years. European player, really good ball striker, and he's been kind of on fire over at the European Tour. So give me Shane Lowry, too, at 50-1. So we got a couple of, you know, a couple of 20s. Listen, if you want to go Brooks Koepka at 8-1, or if you want to go with our boy there, Dustin Johnson, at 5-1, go ahead. You know what I mean? I can't. 5-1 in good conscience. He's sure going to drive all the par fours. He's going to drive the par, you know, he's going to be putting for eagle on all the par fives. But they do have four monster par threes on this golf course, which is what makes it interesting. The par threes are like 240 yards, 230 yards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they're it's a little challenging from that standpoint, but I just can't. I can't bet 5-1 favorites in the Canadian Open on the golf. So I need to give me a Mackenzie Hughes at 100-1, Dane. All right, and I will roll it, and we'll actually have some matchups as we move along here through the week, though, because there are some, you know, you got Bubba Watson here. You do have some, you got some big names that are in this tournament. The problem is motivation. We always talk motivation, right?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
Are they there for money, or are they there because they have to be there? That's the big question.
Or not even because they have to be there. One of the things I was going to bring up that I saw an article, and I think it was about Brooks Koepka even. Not that he doesn't care necessarily, but here's the thing, and we've talked about it before. Sometimes in these tournaments in between the majors, you've mentioned it before, Joe, that guys, their motivation that may not be the sponsorship, but their motivation may be like fine-tuning elements of their game ahead of the majors, right? So it's like, you know, spring training baseball, you know, like you can't look at the stats because maybe these guys are just working on hitting to the opposite field all day, you know, that sort of thing. Or the pitcher is just working on his changeup all day. And that would be my concern with betting this event, to be quite honest, at all. Joe, right? Like, we talk about motivation, and you say, like, do they want the money in the purse that's here for the Canadian Open? Or, you know, is it because of the sponsorship? I think a third option is that they're there purely to get reps in. And if that is the case, then I don't feel comfortable betting some of these guys when I don't know if they're really prioritizing their score this week or, you know, like, knowing that they've got the right fade shot for next week when they need it. You know, at the U.S. Open, that would be my hesitation on this event.
Yeah, keep an eye on Furyk, too. He's, along with Scott Piercy in the past, he's won at this golf tournament, at this golf course. So I didn't put him on the list, but he's another guy. Right. Obviously, Furyk's been playing really, really well. So any sort of top 20, maybe top 30 for a guy like Jim Furyk is probably easy money. And the thing about Dustin Johnson is he's married to Gretzky's daughter. He loves Canada. He loves this. In the years past, he's always been here. He's won it before at other golf courses. He's always top five. Like, he loves this tournament.
Will Gretzky make an appearance?
Yes, she's always there. Yes, she is always here at this. And he really does. You know, he's a guy that doesn't have to be, but he is a guy that he's definitely well-deserved at 5-1. He should be because, quite honestly, he's going to be driving these par fours into par fives. It's going to be hilarious. So can somebody else take him down? We'll see. But do keep in mind, it's interesting. Next week, this time next week, we're talking U.S. Open here, guys, Pebble Beach. Yeah, so to your point, there might be a few guys that are on this course here. Some guys like Rory McIlroy, for instance, you know, Kuchar, Thomas, guys that are working on their game as opposed to guys that are really interested in going low and winning the tournament, because we all know. And Brooks Koepka, the guy, you got to love him. You know, hey, Brooks, what another tournament? You know, what do you think? You only win at majors. And he was like, hey, this is the Canadian major. So
hasn't picked up a golf club since the damn PGA. You know what I mean? So it's like, are they working towards this week or are they working towards next week?
And that's a legitimate question. So that's why guys like Webb Simpson and Sergio, Jim Furyk, these are the tournaments they can win. You know what I mean?
Henrik Stenson, for example. You know
Stenson
what I mean?
Also, like, yes, another guy. Yeah,
I know, is always around the fringe. He's like, he's capable, you know what I mean? And he's the guy that I can see popping his head up in a tournament like this, you know, and I got him at big money, you know, something like 25, 30 to one. This seemed, you mentioned a guy like Furyk. I throw a Snedeker in there. These are the kind of guys, right, that may, this could be their kind of week.
You're absolutely correct. Yep, bombs. I mean, that's what I mean. Give me Mackenzie Hughes, 100 to 1. He's Canadian. Nobody knows the golf course better than he does. You know what I mean? So why not?
Yep. What we're talking about. Got our boy J.J. Spawn in there as well this week.
Yeah, I know. Spawn, we're never going to forget Spawn. We're
going to
be fading him every week. There are a couple of matchups we'll talk about next hour. There are a couple later in the day. Kuchar, Sergio, some actually big-name guys going head-to-head, and the pricing's actually – there's some value there, so we'll throw a couple of those out for you. Also, Stanley
and his caddies in Mexico. I wonder what happens with his caddies in Canada.
Yeah, no, it's his legit dude. So it's his buddy. So I don't anticipate there being that much of a problem. Game five tonight, Stanley Cup, 8 o'clock, NBC. Of course, St. Louis traveling back to Boston. The zigzag has been really good. Can I just tell you, zigzagged again last night, right in the NBA. So,
NBA Finals, the NBA Finals, zigzag in full effect.
So I'm hoping tonight that actually that stops. And St. Louis, I think this could be the opportunity for them to kind of put their foot down. A lot of people, Vegas included, one of the big games circled and from a series pricing standpoint was Game 6. A lot of people, Blues in 6, really thought that this would kind of be, we'd get this, you win one, I win one, but where are we at? Game 5, right? That pivotal Game 5 tonight. St. Louis has shown, as good as Boston is, they're a little beat up, all right? They got some injuries. And Boston, St. Louis has now shown, hey, we can beat these guys. They can beat them. They won the last game in Boston. They just won the last game in home. So there's – I like the pricing, too, Dane. You still got them at 135. What are you showing at our friends with
– series.
For the game and series.
Yeah, for tonight, I see Boston minus 150, St. Louis plus 130. And for the series, I pretty much see the same thing. Boston is still a favorite, minus 150. The Blues are plus like 120, 130. So to be honest, Joe, this seems still very parallel to the NBA playoffs.
Right?
You know, hockey's not my thing, but you're saying like the big favorites are now banged up and the underdog has proven that they can win, can beat these guys. You know, the aura is gone. Sounds a lot like the NBA Finals as well.
Yeah, I mean, Char is doubtful, and it's shocking because he's only got a broken jaw. And I know Bavona will probably attest to that, right? Bavona is a little soft there, Char, with a broken jaw. Like, he can't play with a broken jaw.
Wire it up and let's go.
Like, what's up with that, dude? Like, seriously. Grizzly, too, by the way, also out for – so their defense for Boston – little problematic here, a little thin, much like Golden State.
The
so I think
for Golden State.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But what a chump, man! Just broken jaw. Like, rub some dirt on it, brother. Get back in there.
You grind through that, right?
I mean, when it comes to the NHL and the Stanley Cup, yeah, I want to play. Just give me one of the protective masks, you know?
Yeah, where's those, one of those face masks or something?
Listen, to that guy's credit, Char, though, like, he broke his jaw and then came back on the bench, like, in the last game. So, like, he was still there, though. So you got to love that.
You know something, Joe? I'll never, ever show disrespect to any hockey player, especially, like, Zdeno Chara, who I hate. I hate that guy. He's such a jerk.
Nobody likes him.
But damn do I respect him.
Yes,
damn, do I respect him. If he doesn't play, whatever.
Yeah. I will say this, though, Dane. If you wanted to throw a flyer just because you wanted some action tonight, the over has cashed in 3 of the first 4 games in this series. The over first period is cashed in every one of them. And St. Louis is 9-3 to the over in the last 12 games following a win this year. So,
I already got my fix, though, Joe. I'm betting MLS and NYCFC tonight. Don't worry.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Degenerate Central. Hour 2 coming up here. Take it away.
For Full-time fantasy.
Most people right now are just really worried about Gurley, right? So if everyone has that sentiment, he's going to fall, and you have to decide. Now, if there's big money on the line, I'm not touching him.
Oh, for sure.
But in a best ball draft, if he's falling here, maybe I'll take a shot in case I'm wrong. Maybe he's fine. Maybe he averages 15 touches per game, and that works for him. But I just don't see how this is going to get better. The only way it will is rest.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, Royal Canadian Open getting ready to go underway. Dane and I were just throwing out a couple of first round matchups there that you guys might want to take a look at, as well as some top 30s there, Dane, including, and I love this, Furyk, you said top 30 there at minus 130, which I think is very...
Isn't he more of a, like, you know, accuracy, shorter player?
That's him. Yeah, he's an older guy. You know, he's, he's half a month away from the
fairways
senior
and greens,
tour.
Baby. Fairways yeah. and greens.
But he's also in great form. He's got, he's got four top 20s here over the last couple of weeks, including the majors.
Really?
He's been playing really well.
I'll
and he won at this course.
So I'm going to make this bet. You talk for a little while. I'm going to go.
No, this is a guy and he's won at this course for the Canadian Open before. Him and Scott Piercy are defending champions at this course. So I love that. I love that bet. Top 30 over there at minus 130. I definitely think there's some value.
I only got 2 minutes to get it in. Hold on, Joe.
Yeah, hurry up. Get it in there. Also, a couple of first round, and I think this is going to be interesting. First round matchups today only. Brooks Koepka taking on Justin Thomas. Koepka is minus 125. Thomas is plus 105. The thing with Justin Thomas, guys, is he is still, this is only his second tournament back from a big wrist injury. He wasn't that bad in the opening round last week, but at Jack's Place at the Memorial, but then he shot 80 in round two. So he's a guy that's still working on getting back into shape. I mean, he's one of the world's best, but not in form, certainly not in the same realm as Brooks Koepka. So I laid the 125 there, Koepka round one against Justin Thomas, but to your point there, that Furyk top 30, brother, that's tasty, baby. That is absolutely tasty. So there's a lot of ways to make it rain each and every day here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll dive into some Major League Baseball, of course, next hour. Some controversy right now in Major League Baseball. We got a signing in Major League Baseball. Looks like one of the unwanted two is actually now wanted and will be wearing a uniform. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, the Yankees are now on a 3-game losing streak, and the sky is falling, baby. The sky is falling.
Shave your beard, Dallas. We'll be fine.
He's coming, baby. We'll talk about that coming up. Hour number two, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.